Black Rebel Motorcycle Club join us today. The two main members, Peter Haynes and Robert Turner, are here to do an acoustic set from Howl, the band's third album, which represents a move in a more acoustic direction for them. They changed record companies, lost and regained a drummer between their second and third albums. If you could see this interview, and if you had seen the acclaimed documentary Dig about the two bands, the Dandy Warhols and the Brian Jonestown Massacre, you might recognize Peter Haynes as a one-time member of the Brian Jonestown Massacre. We'll talk about that. The session begins with an acoustic version of Weight of the World, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club are our guest today, and that's an acoustic version from what has to call the acoustic album, How, from them, the third album from this band. This is a fascinating story. If you are a Black Rebel Motorcycle Club fan, it's almost like we have a different band in a lot of ways. A reinvention of a band, I'll put it that way. And the story of what transpired between you guys' second album and this is really kind of fascinating. And it's kind of speaks of kind of rebirth of interest in what you're doing. Peter, maybe Peter Hayes, you could maybe lead us through that. Was there a point when at the end of touring after the last album when the band kind of almost ceased to exist?
Yeah, there was that point. Personally, yeah, I ceased to exist. As far as that, you know, as far as that mattered to anybody. Kind of musically, I guess I have to say, maybe lost the plot a little bit, you know, got really kind of self-absorbed, you know. It was kind of all about whining about, oh, well, you know, the show wasn't good enough for me, you know, so that's what it was about. And I just kind of got wrapped too much up in that, you know. But took a break and put your head back on, you know.
And Robert, when you listen to this record, obviously this is a far more a quieter version, a more acoustic version. How would you describe it? How was the change for you guys? And why did it happen? Did some of these songs exist before this album?
Yeah, we'd it feels like we've been kind of secretly writing these songs, you know, in the back rooms and in the back porch of just about everywhere we've stayed, you know, since we started. Me and Peter started playing in high school, so it was kind of back then. And we always felt like it was the other side of the coin, but we couldn't really find a way to kind of make the two sounds get along together. We couldn't find a way to do a rock and roll record and then also fit in some more kind of rootsy Americana or country or whatever you want to call it kind of song. So we had to just give a whole album to this one sound, and I don't know if that was the way we initially wanted to do it, but that was the way it had to be done.
Robert Bean, if you're singing it, it's your song on Weight of the World.
Sometimes it works out that way, and on that song, yes, that's true. me and Peter write together. So,
oh, okay, yeah. So it's hard to kind of name that. So I was going to say, we're going to switch to the other side of the room. Maybe Peter, do one you'll sing. Peter, which one do you want to do next?
A Complicated Situation.
They wind a watch strapped on a wrist and quickly look away. And four and six have come and gone five times before they're seen. And upon the lips of everyone, a curse they've never dreamed. Yeah, upon the lips of everyone, a curse they've never dreamed. It's a complicated situation. It's a complicated situation. Mama, I'm a complicated situation. The young must be our sacrifice, they say with crippled. Eyes of youth must lose their way and stumble here within. So the sleeping children were awoke in time to haze their eyes. So was never known on which they choked with books of olden time. So was never known on which they choked with books of olden time. It's a complicated situation. It's a complicated situation. Mama, I'm a complicated situation.
BRMC, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, are our guests today, and that's an acoustic version of Complicated Situation, which you will find on the new album, Howl. And I guess it was Lou Reeven who's here said, you know, two chords is all you need.
Yeah.
And actually, he said, actually, one sometimes works.
One works really well, actually.
Good tune. Robert, you and Peter met in high school. Were you, was it the music that brought you guys together, or how did it work?
Yeah, well, that and I think a girl I was trying to go after at the time, and he ended up kind of, I think, sneaking in there and taking a little
boy,
bit of
boy, there's stress
time.
Right at the top. I don't
yeah,
know.
Drama right from the start. No, he had a guitar every day. He brought a guitar to school every day, so, and I was looking for someone to play with and just getting started, and, he he's the only one that I could see that knew anything about music. It was just didn't East Bay of San Francisco, it wasn't a lot to be found there, so surprisingly, found each other kind of quick, and Nick was only a few years later, actually moved to the same area, even though he's British, his family had moved there, so we all just kind of grew up together.
And we should, if you had, if this were television, people might who were not necessarily fans of the band might recognize Peter Hayes, because you guys obviously played together, but for a while you were in the Brian Johnstown Massacre, and you're a movie star, of course.
No.
But I must say, speaking of dysfunctional band situations, you came off pretty well because you left.
Yeah. Well, no, I feel. Yeah, there's not much to say about that. Well, I was helping out a band. You know, I thought it was an opportunity to help a band out that I liked. And I feel bad for I do feel bad for the guys that started that band. That's what it was about. I feel a little bit weird that they actually used. I was kind of presented in a way as like, bam, there I am in the beginning as part of the band, you know.
And
we had this band going before that, you know.
Oh, okay. But so it wasn't, you were just helping them out, and you, because of the time frame of the film, or how the time frame of the film was presented, we could put it that way too, because.
Yeah, I was still searching for things, you know. I was a bit of a wanderer for a while. I was still trying to find the mojo or something in music, you know.
Black Rebel Motorcycle Club acoustic version of the more acoustic album Howl are here today, and get a chance to talk with Robert Levon Bean. And
more acoustic.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it is, right?
Yeah. Like,
and we're surrounded by a bunch of really cool instruments, and you've changed up guitars, Peter, so what's next?
Well, I'm going to try a version of Devil's Waiting, which is just acoustic guitar and vocal on the album. A couple of things come in. Out on the corner with cast iron blood, 10,000 or more with hearts on. They say I might die, and I may be cold. I may have no Jesus, I may have no soul. In prison I hear there's time to be good. But the first thing you see is the last thing you should. Well, I've seen the battle, and I've seen the war. And the life in here is the life I've been sold. Yeah, I've seen the battle, and I've seen the war, and the life out here is the life I've been told. They say there's a passing where they're all stand to judge, but the devil's waiting with Christ like a son. When the look comes your way, you best say was I. For the reasons you hold, give reasons to die. The calling's impatient when cause never won. But the last one to say it may last through the flood. Well, I've seen the battle, and I've seen the
And the life out here is the life I've been told. Yeah, I've seen the battle and I've seen the war. And the life in here is the life I've been sold.
Devil's Waiting, the early morning version of that from Peter Hayes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, when I introduced the band, Robert, I introduced you as Robert Levon Bean, which people may be confused because you've been Robert Turner up until now. And just to avoid questions like the one I'm probably going to ask, your father is Michael Bean from the Call. What makes you comfortable now about changing your name to your name?
Oh, well, it was only just a minor smoke screen in the beginning, just to kind of, when our first record was coming out and we didn't really have a name for ourselves, I was hoping that the music that we made would stand on its own, and I didn't really want to trade on anyone else's kind of past, and for Peter and Nick and all of us to get equal represents, you know, I probably overthought it actually, as I'm doing now, but, you know, there came a time where it felt I just wanted my name back.
What do you guys want to finish up with?
Fault Line, you line?
Fault Line would be great.
Fault Line?
I've been waiting on the fault line. I'll be standing with my dying bed if you care to come along. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door. I've been lying in the bright light, see my shadow from below. Never wanted from another man. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Drowning in the rising tide at my father's door. Through a window to the last mile. far side. I see the lights come ashore, racing for the rising tide to my father's door. Racing from the rising tide to my father's door. Racing with the rising tide to my father's door.
Line finishing up our session today, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. That's Peter Hayes, Robert Levon Bean, and Nick Jago was here. He was here. I swear I heard a tambourine earlier. He seems to.
I think he went back to sleep somewhere.
He's a ghost of vapor.
A ghost of vapor. Gone. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I really appreciate you playing the music, man. Thank you very much.
And thanks for Hal, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, our guest. We'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe. Thanks to the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club for joining us. That new album is called Howl, and if you are looking for it, we have it at our World Cafe website at worldcafe.npr.org.